Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
To share her reflections or business leadership essays reflections, we are joined by Busisiwe Mavuso, who is the CEO of Business Leadership SA. Busisiwe, thank you so much for your time. I mean, given the conversations we've had over the past hour, and you reflect that on market expectations, this to some people was a bit of an underwhelming budget, although one or two guests said that they are willing to give the minister flowers where they are due. But let's talk about your reflection. What did you think?
Anastasia, good evening, and thank you very much for inviting me. So I think this being a medium-term budget speech means that the minister is basically giving an update of how the federal budget is progressing. That's all. You know, so we were not expecting much, and people were actually mistaken, you know, to expect that there's actually going to be as moving announcements that are actually going to be made. It's called a medium term for a reason. You know, I gave you a budget at the beginning of the year. It's mid-year now. I have an obligation to actually update you, and that is precisely what he has actually done. And I really think he has done a decent job of presenting a solid budget delivered with strained resources, but still managed to strike a good balance between fiscal discipline and directing revenue to areas that will boost economic growth over the long term. He has stuck and adhered to fiscal discipline, which is important because that has been recognized internationally, and it remains a very important tick on the pros list when investors assess the country's investment potential. You know, it was a difficult budget because the tax revenues has been lower than projected, 22.3 billion rands less than projected than what was we had the projections for in February. And he has rightfully said that the lower tax revenues mean that we cannot accommodate all of the demands on the fiscal, and therefore there's going to have to be difficult trade-offs in all spheres of government that will have to be made. I mean, he even had to revise down the growth forecast from 1.3% to 1.1%, which shows that we are far from being out of the woods, and thus the strict measures, you know, that have been put in place by the Minister and National Treasury have to continue. So overall, I think he has really prioritized the most important areas, you know, to address the deficiencies in our network industries, and he has done a decent job. I know he will be criticized for an austerity budget, but I choose to call it a realistic budget, Anastasia, because he has ensured that we live within our means, because the reality is that we cannot borrow ourselves out of this economic rut. You have to put sustainable and permanent interventions in place that can ensure that this economic growth of 0.6%, which we posted last year, you know, 1.1% that is projected this year, you know, and the economic growth that has been less than 1% in real terms over the past 10 years, we need to start to ensure that that economic growth goes north of 2%. You know, our population growth is 1.6% at the moment. So if we continue to post these numbers, it means that we'll never be able to get ourselves out of this. So focusing on the reform agenda, focusing on the important things, focusing on ensuring that we live within our means is the right thing to do until, you know, we get our economic growth to the levels where South Africa can actually sustain itself.
With that said, I mean, yes, it is comforting that Treasury is aware of what needs to be done. But what I'm also getting from you is that it just seems as though there's very little space for error on the fiscal and economic side, especially if we're looking at an economy that continues to underperform. Am I reading this right, that very little room for error on this part?
Very little room for error, Anastasia, because actually you don't even have room at all. You know, you either get this right or else. You know, remember, we're already in junk status as a country, you know, so the credit rating agencies are actually also looking. So if you are a country that is saying we're trying to bring 5 trillion rand investment into the country to be able to spare the necessary level of economic growth to ensure that the investments that need to be done by Transnet to fix our transport logistics system, the investments that are needed by local municipalities, you know, to ensure that our water infrastructure is functioning as it should, if you need that investment, if you are going to dig yourself deeper into a hole, it brings your investment grade further down, which means you are less attractive to investors, which means if you're going to go out there and try and borrow money, the cost of capital is actually going to be high. So you can't therefore talk left and walk right. So if you're trying to get investments, do things that will ensure that you're attractive to investors. And what the minister has done is precisely, you know, the things that are going to ensure that we're attractive to investors. So he can't do much more than what he has actually done. There's very little room for error. And I think he's focusing on the right things. I like what he has actually outlined in as far as the four pillars that National Treasury is actually going to focus on to lift the economy to a higher and more inclusive growth path. He's talking about maintaining macroeconomic stability. He's talking about implementing structural reforms. He's talking about supporting growth, enhancing infrastructure. He's talking about building a capable state. Now, those are the permanent things that are actually going to get South Africa out of this mess. And it is right to actually focus on those things. And that will definitely boost investor and business confidence.
On one of those pillars that you talk about, supporting growth, enhancing infrastructure, you're a little bit skeptical here. Tell me why.
You know, I'm skeptical because we have been speaking about the need, you know, for National Treasury to ensure that they actually amend Regulation 16 of the PPP framework for quite some time, and they've just taken an inordinate amount of time to actually fix this. And it's actually unfortunate, you know, because I really think that we have lost an opportunity. You know, the pace at which this is going, you know, has been actually quite disappointing, because I really think that this is the one pillar, you know, that we could have actually leveraged to ensure that we can actually get investment going. Because when you're trying to bring investment into a country, and we've been trying to get investment into a country for many years, Anastasia, there's four ways in which you can do it. You can do it on the fiscus. Our fiscus doesn't have the space. You can do it on SOE budgets. Our SOE budgets, you know, are weak. You can do it on private investment. Private investment is the only pillar that has actually been functional and it has been minimal. And then you can also do it on PPPs. PPPs, normally all over the world, you know, are actually the one tool that investors, governments, and economies utilize to actually spur the level of economic growth. But South Africa has just taken too long. You know, I mean, if you look at the number of PPPs that have been registered at the PPP office since the PPP office was actually opened up, I think it's only 16 in almost more than 20 years. That just shows how onerous that process has been. And we have taken time and had many conversations to say this is the one thing that we actually need to focus on. Now, for the first time, the minister last year then highlighted the fact that we're actually going to be amending it. But I would have liked that we actually accelerate this, because we understand the importance of it, you know, especially because investment is precisely what we need to be bringing into the country to ensure that our economy can grow at the right level.
As we wrap up, out of 10, how would you rate it?
It was definitely an 8. He has done a decent job. You know, he has been pragmatic. I think he has delivered precisely what we needed him to deliver. He has disappointed a lot of people, of course. As I've said, you know, they are saying he has delivered an austerity budget. I choose to call it a realistic budget, one that is actually realistic, one that is responsible. And he has actually committed us to fiscal discipline, and actually that is very important. So 8 out of 10. Well, job done.
All right, Busisiwe, thank you so much for your time. That is Busisiwe Mavuso, CEO of Business Leadership SA, giving the minister an 8 out of 10 for this medium-term budget policy statement.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.